Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm glad you're here with me. Talk and text line is 884-9910. My direct email is Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And, of course, our website, 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Who should be held responsible for the content and control over social media? The Twitters, the Facebooks, the Instagrams. So many out there. LinkedIn. It's funny how some things transition as well. You know, LinkedIn was supposed to be all about business. Well, it's not even more. Now you even got little emojis. It just spreads. Yesterday's poll question, Senator Tom Cotton says states that give payments to illegals shouldn't get stimulus money or relief money. Do you agree? About 90% said yes, they should not be getting that money. I'm not going to give the name of the person that I was just texted. Said this one too, as we were talking about why businesses were intimidated into not participating in the recall petition. Because they were intimidated. Because there are career politicians now in our commissions, in our city councils, in our supervisors, who want to move up. Some of them own businesses. Some of them peddle their influence. And some move on to bigger positions. Did Bob Lucy get that job at the airport yet? I guess he's one of the names on the list to replace Marilee Mora. A lot of money there. A lot of influence. Interesting. People will come out and try to influence you and intimidate you. And when you let that intimidation work, that's when the state fails. You have to stand up for your beliefs. And if you believe that Governor Sisolak, even though elected, should not be serving as our governor, I started to remember, if you're new to the area, you can look this up. You might not remember it. But we had a governor here a few years back by the name of Jim Gibbons. He was a fantastic congressman. Nobody ever had a chance running against Congressman Gibbons. He threw his hat into the ring, a good man for governor. Married to Don Gibbons. Everybody adores Don. But you know what? Just like real people, problems in the marriage. Jim Gibbons harassed mercilessly from the media. He is a staunch Republican. Mercilessly. You know, I have guy friends. I hug. I kiss them on the lips. My husband doesn't care because he knows I'm just a huggy, touchy, feely kind of gal. People take pictures of him hugging a friend, mercilessly hound him. So people don't vote for him again for governor. They vote in Brian Sandoval. Boy, now there's somebody both sides can agree on. Guess what? Problems in that marriage, too. Was he hounded mercilessly from the media? No, he wasn't. Because the media liked him and they wanted to, the powers that be wanted to make sure he stayed in the office because he was a damn strong rhino. Now the word is, oh, we're, you know, personal life, personal business. We don't get involved in that. Okay. Adam Laxalt mercilessly harassed because family members didn't support him. Who cares if family members don't support you when you're running for an office? Did he ever put his hands around a woman's neck and choke her? And have pictures to prove it? No, he didn't. But others did. Because people wanted him in office. This is not something that is just coming to light. This is something that has been going on for years and years and years. The people that get elected to higher office and to go into more lucrative positions of power, whether it be Democrat or Republican, are there because you don't necessarily have to be a rhino for people to be working on agendas. And it all comes down to power, money, and control. Even in our little burg here in Northern Nevada. And then that goes flush across the state. So when you, in a as a business owner, are told that, well, you know, your license might not be renewed, or maybe we'll have to look into, you know, code violations. Maybe we just don't want to do business with you, and we'll spread that around. Do me a favor. Rather than back down next time, grow a spine. It would be much appreciated from the people here in the state who don't have that much of a voice. Because business owners have a huge voice. It's your taxes. It's the mom and pop shops that run this state because of the money that you put into it. But wasn't that convenient that you were closed down and the big conglomerates, the Walmarts, the Targets, the Home Depots, they all got to stay open? Isn't it convenient that your vote was shut down? When all of these other places that are huge could easily handle voting and have in the past. But no, it's just safer to do it by mail. Because we all cower when it comes to our safety. Well, not all of us. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Ryan this morning. Ryan wants to talk about scared businesses. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for calling the show today.
Well, come on. Well, as someone that helped run a very lucrative, my dad was an electrician, a master electrician for almost 40 years, and he ran a local mom-and-pop electrical business. We did some stuff. And for example, whenever my dad had to do a license every year, he had to buy a license from Washoe County, Reno, Sparks. And he had to deal all three of those entities and codes and all of that. And because of the fact that those people, they have to report higher up the chain. And because of the fact that Governor Sisolak declared a state of emergency, he has now the ultimate authority to step around every legal democratic entity and say, no, this is my way or the highway, because of the edict that once I declared the state of emergency, everything has to flow through me. And I can understand why those businesses are afraid to stand up to the governor and didn't sign the recall, because of the fact that this cootie virus thing hit, and they realized that since the state of emergency was declared, he has the ultimate authority to shut me down and not let me make any income at all, or I got to play by his rules and the casino's rules, because in this state, it's the casinos that control everything. And basically, I bet you the casinos told the governor, like, listen, you're going to do it our way. We're going to reopen it this time. That's probably what happened Tuesday at the NGC meeting.
Well, you know, I know a lot of casino owners, though, that are very upset with him for taking so long to open the casinos. You know, casinos, most part, because of the smoking situation, have the air ventilators. Yes, can they be wiped down more often? Can the machines be separated? You know, when I go into a casino, I don't like to be sitting next to a stranger, them puffing away or drinking away and cussing at a machine. I always try to find banks of machines that are empty. You know, that's not always where the action is, though, but that's it. But Ryan, you also bring up a good point, though, is it's the smaller businesses, though, that were being intimidated not to have the recall petitions at their business by local people, local politicians, not the state politicians. I'm talking about commissioners. I'm talking about city council people. So, you know, it all trickles downhill. But you do bring up a very interesting point that I'm going to bring back up right after we come back from this break about business licenses and how the state, the city, and the county is literally thieving from your pockets right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Again, I direct you to Transparent Nevada. Check out how much your city council members are making. Regular pay, $97,000, $76,000, $76,000. Then you get into the benefits and other pay. $137,000 for 2019, $132,000, $130,000. You know, when I started in this business, yeah, it was 20 years ago, but council members didn't make that much money. It was a service to the community. You know, you served your community. But now they are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Did you get that unemployment check yet? Just curious. Because Reno City Council voted on a budget and passed it that has no cuts. They have some deferments. You know, we're going to hold off on our raise of 2%, but no cuts. Just saying. Just saying. Why did they go up so much? Well, let's see. Could it have been they wanted to get paid for groundbreaking ceremonies? They wanted to get paid for dinners that they went to that they usually don't have to pay for? Did they want to get paid for just showing up places. They don't have free time. They have paid time now. So, why do you allow this? No cuts. What are you cutting back this year? What are you cutting back on? Just out of curiosity. Are you cutting back on travel? Are you cutting back on sporting events? Are you cutting back on things for the kids? Are you cutting back on going to restaurants? Don't you find it interesting? Whatever happened to just being a service of the community, being a part of the community that you wanted to help? Nope. It's about money. It's all about money. Answer today's poll question, who should be responsible for the content and control over social media? 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, Senator Tom Cotton says, states that give payments to illegals shouldn't get stimulus money. Do you agree? 90% said yes. I agree wholeheartedly. But they're still going to do it. California. It's not always the Democrats. We've got to stop just blanketly blaming the Democrats. Because there's a number of Republicans on that city council as well. Republicrats is what we'll call them now. Just good old Republicrats. Aren't you tired of it? We're in an election right now. And I want to see people get elected to the councils, to the boards, to the commissions that will actually say, you know what? We don't need a raise. Because then, you know, you also get the people in there like, oh, our wonderful new superintendent of the Washoe County School District. You know, she's going to give a portion of her salary to, I guess, teachers? Portion of bonuses go to different things? How about this? How about you take a position and you just go into that position taking a pay cut? And think about the community and say, you know, there's no reason for me to be making this much. We've got to get these finances under control, folks. People are leaving this community. People who you know, people who you enjoy spending time with, the businesses that you enjoy going to, are leaving because they can't afford to live here anymore because of people living off of them. I sat down and was talking with Dee Goodman. You might remember that name. She's the barber who finally, you know, somebody in this city has a spine and opened up. Yeah, she had to get a lawyer, but you know what? She wanted to work. She wanted to pay her bills, her taxes. So many people on unemployment right now want to work, but they also want to work in the professions that they've been trained and they've lived for their lives. When I was talking to Dee, she couldn't cut hair over here because they pulled her license. And she couldn't cut hair over here because she had that license for over there, but she didn't have this license. You know, if you are doing business in Washoe County and you have a mobile business, ask yourself this. Why would you need a business license in every city and in the county and in the state? Don't you think that's a little excessive? If the state says, you know what? Yeah, it's a good business. You've been certified. You meet all the criteria. You meet the rules. Here's your license. But no. Sparks has to have a piece of their pie. Reno has to have a piece of their pie. Washoe County has to have a piece of their pie. Are you tired of all this BS yet? Are you? We'll be back after this Fox News update. Give you time to think about that here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. What a show. 884-9910. Thanks for all the callers who've participated today. Call and text line is 884-9910. Direct email Monica at 991fmtalk.com. So I told you earlier I would bring you a little something that hopefully makes you think. There are no such things as coincidences. Okay? So whoever is behind this plandemic or whatever, you see this unfolding every single day. And here's your evidence. First, there's the World Health Organization, WHO, saying in 2018, that a nondescript disease X was surely going to strike during President Trump's tenure in office. Well, unless WHO got the funding they were demanding. That's interesting. That sounds almost like a threat. Earlier in 2017, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Infectious Diseases warned the Trump administration about the inevitability of a surprise disease outbreak. Did he warn him or did he threaten him? And thank you for those who let me know that the show was dead zone as I was mentioning yesterday. You can actually view a segment of a TV series that aired back in 2003 based on a Stephen King novel entitled Dead Zone, where the CDC served as consultant that deals with a coronavirus outbreak emanating from China. And chloroquine is presented as the only antidote. Do you think these are all just coincidences? Really? Bill Gates has flat out come out and said that he's for depopulating the earth. And there's a whole group of people out there that are for it. Killing off the old. Remember when Obama put through the Obamacare Act? Does anybody remember talking about the death panels people up in arms calling, hell, who ran for vice president? I can't remember her name. Oh, come on, Craig. What was her name? I had her bumper sticker on my car. But her and McCain. Guess what? She wasn't crazy like people were saying. She was trying to prepare people. I feel even worse now that I'm 53 because I know that, I'm probably going to be bumped off here soon just because of my age. Sound ridiculous? Guess what? It's not. It's not a coincidence that between 50 and 80% of all of the deaths from COVID-19 were in nursing homes. Think about that for a little bit. Maybe at some point it will sink in. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Got Jane on the line, 884-9910. Jane, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Oh, I just listened to your show. I love your show. I love the way you just put it out there, like bold as brass. I love that. You know, and I was just thinking, you know, we have all these lemons or parakeets out there, and every name they hear called the president, they're caught doing the same thing, just like a parakeet, repeat. And, you know, to me, I thank God we've got that man in there as president, and I thank God that his family has stood by him the way they have. I am so blessed, I think, to get to see that. You know, and we don't have any more Patrick Henrys, give me liberty or give me death. It's like, give me a hole to crawl in. Give me somewhere to hide.
And give me some money.
I am so ashamed of America right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me
exactly.
The money. Show me the money.
Give me.
And yes, that's what it's all about.
Jane, thank you so much for the call. Let's check in with, look at this gentleman, Chuck Muth. Chuck, thank you so much for taking my message and telling you to call in.
Oh, no problem, Monica. I hope you're doing well and everybody's safe up there.
Oh, stop. You know we're all safe. I'm so tired of people saying stay safe instead of goodbye. It's like, ugh, please. When I wake up in the morning, I plan on being safe. It's all those ex-gamers out there that don't. Chuck, I got to ask you, I get asked all the time, you know, who I'm supporting or that I need to put a list out about candidates that are running because people just can't find any information. You've been in this a long time. Do you have any suggestions for people to find out better information about people running for office?
Yeah, and I feel their pain, especially when you get down to the local levels and some of these judicial races and school board seats. It's tough to find good information out there. I've been doing a lot of research here in Clark County in Las Vegas for what's going to be on the ballots down here, as well as a few other counties where I may be familiar with the candidate. So I've posted them on my blog, and people who get my email newsletter, they're, you know, I regularly update it because I don't think people should vote early. I've always been opposed to it. You never know what's liable to come up in the final week or two before an election because, frankly, a lot of candidates just don't have the money to be out there advertising a full month in advance of the election. So, you know, I plan to fill out my ballot and drop it off. I'm not going to put it in the mail. I don't trust it. I'm going to drop it off on June the 9th, and a lot of the people who I've already recommended that I think I would vote for, it's possible I may change my mind between now and June 9th.
Yeah, because, you know, maybe the media would actually do something and start doing some research on some candidates and putting the information out there because they don't seem to get very involved in the primary, do they?
No, a lot of people don't get involved in the primaries. And for conservatives and Republicans...
Did I lose you, Chuck?
Nope, I'm sorry. I lost for a second there. It must have been the Chinese.
Oh, different kind of virus.
Yeah, exactly. the primaries for conservatives, you know, that's where you really make the difference, because the problem is if you get a moderate Republican nominated and then you get to the general election against a Democrat, then people say, well, you know, it's the lesser of two evils, so I guess I have to vote for the bad Republican. The real battle for conservatives is within the Republican Party, and there are a number of legislative races where you've got a good conservative challenger against a moderate Republican. That's where the fight should be. One is, in particular, is right down the street from you in Carson City, Assembly District 40. Is a gentleman by the name of Day Williams who is running. He has signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge. He ain't raising taxes on anybody. And he's running against a former assemblyman, P.K. O'Neill, who voted in 2015 for the largest tax hike in the state history. That's where a lot of these fights really need to be fought, is in these primaries.
Now, what's your thoughts on Danny Tarkanian?
You know, I don't know that. I mean, that's a Douglas County commission, and I'm not that familiar. I don't know all the players. I worked for Danny when he ran for Congress down here. I don't have any problem with Danny, but I honestly don't know what the issues are up there and who his opponent is. I don't really know enough about that race.
All right. Well, where do you get your information? How do you research someone? Do you just go on to one of the search engines and type their names?
Well, a lot of times, of course, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, 25 years, so a lot of these players I know, and I know a lot of conservatives whose opinion I value and I trust. So if I don't know who the candidates are in a particular race, I may reach out to some of my network and just say, hey, do you know who, you know, these two guys running for judge are? It may be an attorney whose opinion I trust.
Yeah, but Chuck, come on. Recommend? We're not all Chuck Muths. We're not connected like you are.
And the problem is you can go on their website and you can read what they say on their website, but of course they all say what they think that you want to hear on their website, so that's not really a good source of balanced information. And it's tough. There aren't really a whole lot of good conservative organizations out there who rate or endorse candidates whose opinion you can trust, although I do look at a lot of them. I do look at what they say and then try to come up with a good, valid, informed conclusion as best as I can.
All right. Chuck, how can people get signed up for your email?
Oh, they can go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com, and the name of the email newsletter is Muth's Truths, but there's a subscription box there. It's free. All you have to do is enter your email address, and boom, you're there. The other thing I would say is they need to listen to your show, Monica. That's another good source of information. There's conservative talk show hosts down here in Las Vegas also, and that's a good place to start as well.
All right. Well, Chuck, thank you for taking out time out of your busy day and joining us up here in the north today. I appreciate your time.
You got it. And I'm going to follow your lead. I'm just going to say goodbye and not stay safe.
Thank you. Take care. All right. Take care is totally different than stay safe. You know, that's all right. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Terry this morning. Oh, we lost Terry. Terry, I'm so sorry that we didn't get to you sooner. Terry wanted to talk about business licenses. So we're going to be back after this quick break as we wrap up the show and giving you another little tidbit here on who's involved in the COVID testing here in, well, just the state and the task force. Might make you want to think twice. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And to the text that I just received, of course, Bruce, I was planning on wrapping up the show with that today. if you are a part of the Nevada Patriots or you want to become part of the Nevada Patriots, we are having a Zoom meeting tonight. Yes, a Zoom meeting. I'm participating. I know I say things about Zoom, but, you know, for right now, this is the way to get to the public. And tonight's guests will be not only Barney Wadley, who will be discussing the Recall Sisolak campaign, because that is not dead. It is not dead. They are looking for new board members for across the state. So to the chagrin, I'm sure, of Governor Sisolak, we're still coming after you. And I'm sure to the chagrin of, well, your elected representatives out there in the Republican side, because we are starting this all over again. And unlike you, we're not really asking for money. We're just asking for people who want to be on the board and make some decisions. So he will be one of the guest speakers on the Nevada Patriot meeting tonight. And me. Yes, I might have to go put on some makeup or something, but I will also be participating in tonight's meeting. A few things that I would like to get off of my chest. So it is going to be hopefully an interesting meeting. If you want to find out more about how you can participate and, get in on it, just contact Nevada Patriots and get signed up, and you'll get the information on how to log in to the Zoom meeting. I'm getting text after text after text. Thank you so much. Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin was the name that I was trying to pull out of my butt in the last segment. But how could you forget Sarah? Especially since they made such a deal out of her on Saturday Night Live. Please be a part of the Nevada Patriot meetings and the Nevada Patriots in general, because of the fact this is an organization that it's you and me. It's not people who are Republicans, Democrats, independents. It's people who are Americans and who want to see a better way, who want to see things change, who want to see things happen, and who actually want to get information that is not coming out of the blame stream media. Because really, that's all you're getting. You're getting the things that somebody wants you to know. And that's it. That's all you're getting. We've heard that from national broadcasters. We tell people what they need to know, what we want them to know. You saw it with the journalist who had everything there was to have on Epstein, but she was shut down. It's called a producer and a news editor. They are the ones who allow out what they're going to be talking about. So you need to start talking with friends, with family, with your connections. And you need to help spread the word as well. Maybe not this election, because we're already in the primary period. But think about the next one. Because they do have a tendency to come every 2 years, if you didn't know that. Filing is usually in March. Start thinking about what it takes to protect your community. Maybe it's sacrifice. Maybe it's actually getting out there and using your voice and running for office. Oh, but these politicians, they've got their people, they've got their money, they're in there. Well, goody for them. Let's start challenging that, shall we? And when they come asking for your money, so what did you do for the last donation? What did you do? What did you do for the community? Well, there you go. See what kind of answer you get. And then, of course, remember to ask them if they signed the Sisolak recall petition. I think a lot of people's votes are going to come down to that. I'm not saying vote and throw your vote away by voting, none of the above. But if you do vote for that person, try to start holding them accountable. Please. Start making the phone calls to your commissioners, your city council people. Try to meet them when they're in public at these fundraisers. You have a captive audience. See if they'll spend just a few minutes with you. And if they don't have time for you, let them know that you don't have time to work on their campaign in the next line around, and you don't have time to donate to anything that they're working for. Because remember, when all is said and done, they work for you. All this money, all these fees, taxes, everything that the city council, the commission, that this state, that this country runs on, it's from your hard work. Don't forget that. Check you tomorrow on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.